Secret Lingerie Jinzi Xuan. Created by
The Leaky Pen.
Opal Song.
Fulvane as Rissiana.
And Westy C.
And Rissiana, who helped write and edit. Fandom Modazushi or The Untamed. Rating explicit. Pairing Jiang Yin Li, Jin Sichuan. Jiang Yin Li, Mian Mian. Jiang Yin Li, Jin Sichuan, Mian Mian. Also tagged for lingerie, sexy underwear, chat fic, not fic, getting together, friendship, polyamory, aromantic Mian Mian, getting damp, water ex machina, strap-ons, gender presentation fuckery, and Jingguangshan's A-plus parenting. Absolutely down to explore Jiang Yin Li and Jin Sichuan, and any additions to their relationship, and their lingerie stuff. But no pressure.
Ooh, yes, that's fun. The Yunmeng sibling trio and their pretty partners. I think it was Rissiana who had Jin Zixian lingerie thoughts.
Yes!
Man, I am so glad I brought piercing lingerie here. Awesome emoji.
Yes!
That one sentence was pretty much the extent of my thinking, but I encourage others to expand on this.
Okay, question one. How long has Jin Zixian had a lingerie thing? Like, was it a self-discovery thing, or part of his exploration with a partner? Jiang Yin Li, or someone earlier?
Self-exploration! I'm picturing it kind of a gender thing, too.
Okay, so. The one lingerie fic I've ever written was a Jen thing for a Check Please character and started with him not being able to find clothes that fit because of the challenges of having an athletic physique. Extrapolating from that, I can very easily see Jin Zixian turning to tailored intimate garments because he already knew about the importance of tailored suits, and it can spiral from there. Mian Mian taking him to where she gets her bras, etc.
Oh yes, I like that.
Yes!
Jin Zixian being very gender shrug and also very into pretty clothes sounds excellent to me.
I think it also maybe starts, as in an additional bit that influences it, with Mian Mian and her underwear and maybe a rainstorm. As in, Jin Zixian got caught in a rainstorm in high school at some point and he ended up utterly soaked at Mian Mian's. And she lends him clothes, including underwear.
If you want inspiration to think about underwear tailoring and lingerie design philosophy, I recommend the Netflix show Atelier, which is, to be clear, a Japanese drama, not a reality show.
Ooh.
And at that point, Jin Sichuan realizes that girls' underwear can be super soft, in a way that men's might not be.
He could feel this special under his clothes all the time.
Right? And for a while, it's a thing that only he and Mian Mian know. That he wears lingerie. Both men's and women's, but expensive and soft regardless. He and Mian Mian go lingerie shopping a lot. And they share Instagram links. gross cousin Zishun sees the Instagram feed once and Jin Zishuan is like, scream emoji. But Zishun assumes it is for the softcore porn aspect of a lot of these high-class lingerie posts and is gross at Jin Zishuan for a while after. Possibly he tells Jing Guangshan and Jing Guangshan claps Jin Zishuan on his shoulder and laughs about him finally becoming a man.
Ugh, but also plausible.
Poor Jin Zishuan. His late father is unlamented.
Question 2. Did Xianli's parents try to set them up when they were kids as in canon, or did they meet separately?
I want to say they were sent on a lot of playdates as children, but Jin Zishuan was a BB jerk, and Zheng Yanli ended up crying, and Jing Guangshan hit on Madame Yu sleazily, and that was the end of that. Unless someone has other thoughts.
They met at family events and kept getting pushed together because their tragically het parents kept pushing them together and cooing about how cute it was. They spent all of middle school avoiding each other hardcore.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes! Maybe high school too?
Did Jin Zishen act as Mian Mian's beard for a while?
Maybe there was an unfortunate incident with the expectation Jin Zishen would ask Zhang Yanli to prom or something.
Oh. Thought. Jiang Yanli and Mian Mian dated in high school, but yeah, neither was out. So Mian Mian used Jin Zishuan as a beard. He was down. And so they all ended up in the same place a bunch, and Jin Zishuan and Jiang Yanli mended bridges.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Jiang Yanli and Mian Mian eventually broke up, but they all stayed close friends.
Yes, good. Jiang Yanli in a suit, drooling face emoji.
And through the high school bit, Mian Mian and Jin Zishuan go lingerie shopping. Jiang Yanli doesn't go. I think she knows they go, but isn't threatened when she and Mian Mian are dating. But I also don't think she suspects that the lingerie is also for Jin Zishuan. This holds until they're adults, including that disastrous prom date. Please help. Jin Zishuan needs to become soppily in love with Jiang Yanli. I do think they all date around in the meantime. And anytime Jin Zishuan might have sex with someone, he makes sure to wear boy underwear. I do think Jiang Yanli knows about Jin Zishuan's gender thing long before the lingerie thing.
Jin Zishen's gender thing comes out when the three of them are hanging out and joking around, and one of them says something about Jin Zishen's dudely qualities or something, and he, like, flinches.
Sobbing hard eyes emoji times 7! Yes!
He tries to play it off, but the girls are like, nope, this is clearly a thing that's been bothering you for a while.
Danger of being friends with observant people.
Yes! Jin Zishuan doesn't have the vocab to talk about this. The family he was raised in left no room for this sort of thing. Jiang Yanli gets it, at least a bit, and says they'll be there if he wants to talk, then offers to paint his nails. Mian Mian proceeds to send him links on gender stuff for the next month.
Mian Mian is the best in every verse.
So, I think to bring this around to sexy again, Jiang Yanli has had a thing for lingerie for years. She is also subscribed to a bunch of those lingerie Instagrams. She likes wearing sexy underwear, but more than that, she likes seeing it and feeling it on other people.
She appreciates pretty things. Jin Zishun likes being appreciated. So convenient.
Yes! I think maybe they didn't have any sexual tension between them, Zheng Yanli, Jin Zishuan, until he takes off his shirt for some reason, and he's wearing a silky, lacy camisole.
I also need him to grow his hair out after he and Zheng Yanli get together, because he likes having her play with it so much.
Yes! I think he started before they got together, as a self-confidence thing.
Like, when they first get together, it's longer but can be excused as idle imitator fashion hair. But then he admits to her he's actually growing it out.
Yes!
Later, him and Lanjun exchanging tips on the best braids for the office.
So, Jin Sichuan is shirtless, Mian Mian is not around, Jiang Yan Li is seeing his lingerie for the first time, and suddenly there is this flash of heat between them. Jiang Yan Li is internally like, oh shit, childhood friend is hot! Jiang Yan Li is also shirtless, maybe? Maybe another rainstorm? Grin! And Jin Sichuan is like, oh no, her chest is fantastic. Childhood friend is hot. And she is helping him towel dry his hair. Oh no. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Fortunately, Jiang Yan Li is a take charge kind of person.
That she is. The thing is, they both had this, oh no, they're hot moment, and they both realize the other is looking back, because they are friends and know when their friends are checking people out. But neither of them really wants to jump into something with their friend. Neither of them have that many. Yan Li has more than Sichuan. Mian Mian and Jiang Yan Li are his only friends, really. But still, not that many. They talk about it, and then, well, I think maybe they go out to a queer club. One Yan Li and Mian Mian go to. Mian Mian is there with them. Sichuan is dressed in skinny jeans and a halter tank top, and the straps of his bralette are showing when he takes off his jacket at the door. He is nervous, because he has barely ever been to queer clubs, afraid it would get back to his dad, and he has never worn femme stuff in public. Well, not stuff anyone can see. They dance, and it is spicy, sizzling, very hot. But they still aren't sure, right? So Yan Li leans over his shoulder, ample breasts pressing into his arm, and points out a girl, and says, if she's interested, do you want to share? Yan Li and Mian Mian have done this, gone to clubs and picked up a third for the night, many times. Even once they broke up, the third keeps it from being quite so intimate. And as long as they're clear that it's for the night only, everyone is happy. Sobbing emoji times three. Someone help me out?
Bargal is interested and they have a fantastically hot threesome and maybe do this several times over the next however long before one time when they're out and just striking out. And Jin Sichuan says something like, I know I'm not as pretty as the girls we usually pick up, but if you want a sure thing, perhaps?
Aw, I like that.
Jiang Yan Li would, of course, not stand for this slender. Jin Sichuan is very pretty. And then they'd get back and be laughing their way upstairs or whatever, and all of a sudden, whoa, it's different when it's just them. No one else to be taken care of and trying to show a good time.
Yes! That is exactly what I wanted. Yan Li will not stand for that slander. Sobbing emoji times five. Sichuan is the prettiest. He's more comfortable in people seeing the lingerie now, after their experiments. And I think maybe after they collapse after the smoking hot sex, Yan Li offers to do his hair and maybe his makeup.
So pretty. I also just like the idea that being sexual with each other is not new for them by now. But they're maybe both a little nervous excited not to have that buffer. Good butterflies. Smiley emoji.
Yes!
Insert Jean butterflies joke here. Lol.
Butterfly emoji. I think they're also both more open, too. Yan Li tries calling Jin Sichuan a pretty girl, and he spends more time buried in her breasts. They've been cautious about touching each other, and now there's no one else. Yan Li gets bossy.
Yan Li deserves to get bossy, yes.
She makes him keep the bralette on.
I think it's also been really good for Sichuan to see that sex doesn't have to go any particular way. They can do whatever feels good, yes.
The panties aren't quite built to accommodate sex. Not the kind Yan Li wants to have anyway. So they have to come off. But she pouts at that and promises to pick out better ones for him to wear next time. Zixuan burns at that. He nearly comes at the idea of wearing lingerie Yanli picked for him.
Love that for him. And what is our dear Yanli in the mood for tonight?
They do that later. Go online and Yanli points things out that she wants him to wear. Except she wants Zixuan's input. He knows what fits him and what colors suit him and what fabrics he likes. She wants to know all these things. She wants him comfortable. He shivers and nestles against her harder. He didn't think anyone could be so perfect. Yanli had prepped her strap on for tonight, assuming they'd have a pretty girl between them. They only take home girls. Not because Zixuan is opposed to men. He actually, well, really likes the idea of sharing a guy. But even in the queer club, he is aware that he is a djinn, and that word could get back to his dad. A future sex moment for them that I don't want to forget. Zixuan in a dress and heels with his hair done, and Yanli with her strap on, bending him over the table. Yanli demurs when he sees it on the bed, politely, still trying to make peace and not wanting to take up space. But he stammers and says something. Something about being a girl and wanting to feel it, or something. Whatever he says, she lights up. He wants to make her look that happy every day of their lives. Oh no. And then she takes him apart.
Yes, good. Jin Zixuan all like, what did you want to do with that girl we were chatting up? What about doing that with me?
And while she's fucking him, she says something about him crying so prettily, how she wants to see his mascara run. And after, when they are sweaty and breathing hard, he's like, we could, sometime? And it takes a moment, but she gets it. And she wants. Wants to do his makeup, all pretty and shimmery and subtle. And then she wants to ruin it. And Zixuan wants that too. He also wants to learn how to do the makeup, the really subtle kind. And maybe, when hanging out with friends or out to dinner or when his dad isn't around, he wants that tiny piece of prettiness. He has the lingerie, but no one sees that.
Become the beautiful butterfly you are, Jin Zixuan.
Question. How does Mian Mian fit into this new romantic Yanli Zixuan situation?
However she wants to, which is not a helpful answer. LOL. Joy emoji.
Unamused emoji.
I mean, I know. I definitely think Jin Zixuan talks to her about that every day of their lives realization.
Mian Mian is like, same.
Valid. Everyone can definitely have two girlfriends here.
Yes! How to round out the story? I feel like we did a lot of world building for the other fix. Or maybe it was just a lot of pining, and these people don't pine.
Well, we kind of assumed a lot of background for them.
True. We did sort of start at the end, because obviously they date from there on out. In my head, Mian Mian comes and goes from the relationship, to aromantic, to really stay romantically engaged for long, but part of them always.
That's pretty much exactly what I was thinking, except in more concrete words.
Joy! So, if that's the end, where do we begin?
Since we're coming at this from a Jin Zixuan's journey kind of angle, are we getting him out from under his family's thumb, or is his dad just going to die, or what?
Okay, to mirror the other two, this should be from Yanli's perspective. A, oh wow, this forbidden thing that super turns me on and the person I like has it secretly. Which I think was the arc that was missing from all the stuff above, which is why it felt like it didn't fit.
Aside from growing his hair out, as discussed yesterday, I actually rather like him enjoying the hidden nature of all of this. He likes wearing khakis and a sweater over a button-down while also knowing, and knowing Yanli knows, he has lingerie on underneath. Their end goal is domestic bliss with added spice. Sometimes Mian Mian comes on their eventual family vacations and sometimes she doesn't. But yeah, I don't really know where the arc is here, so construct that as you will. I had more amorphous visuals for this, less plot.
To recenter this on Yanli and her arc, I think we need to add an element of gender binary and frilly underwear is not allowed to Yanli's growing up. Though, no. Oh, okay. So from Yanli's perspective, her mom has been trying to set her up since childhood with Zixuan. And Zixuan is boring and stuck up, but Mian Mian is cool. This just needs reframing. So Yanli becomes friends with Mian Mian because she is awesome and always around when Yanli is forced to hang out with Zixuan. And Yanli discovers she's bi because Mian Mian is pretty. Starstruck emoji.
What a good way to have this realization. She's the oldest sibling. She has to lead the way.
Yup. And so in high school, still hanging around with Zixuan because, well, Mian Mian is friends with him and it makes Madame Yu happy, which keeps the peace at home, Yanli and Mian Mian start dating because of pretty girls. But Mian Mian can't be out because of, oh no, even better, changing things. Yanli can't be out because, well, her mom and dad would, yikes. So she miserably tells Mian Mian they can't be together. And Mian Mian is like, what if Zixuan is your beard? And Yanli is like, ugh, him? Are you sure? Fine. Only, he might be boring and snobby, but Zixuan is a fucking gentleman. He never touches her if she doesn't want. He doesn't assume that his two female friends using him as a beard means he gets to watch. And you know, he is still boring, but he isn't offensive, just awkward and boring. And a little standoffish. Private. And Madame Yu is over the moon because they are dating. And sometime after prom, maybe that summer, Mian Mian and Yanli break up. Zixuan is so worried about their friendship. He only has two friends. He can't lose them. But it's all cool. Yanli and Zixuan break up, too, so that they can explore relationships with people. Yanli does. Zixuan, well, he does when Yanli and Mian Mian set him up.
Oh, yes, that's so perfect.
And maybe Yanli has noticed an errant strap showing or a panty line or two, but she never says anything. It isn't her place. Until they're at a party, at Jiang Cheng's apartment complex, or at a hotel, or something, somewhere with a pool. And one thing leads to another, and Zixuan falls in, and Yanli is laughing so hard that he pulls her in after him. Someone has some extra clothes, and they go to change. And Yanli doesn't even think about it. She changes in front of Mian Mian all the time, and Zixuan has had girls' night with them enough that he has been solidly boxed into that category for her for years. She pulls off her shirt, and Zixuan is so stunned that he does the same. For bonus points, their bras match. Mian Mian has been doing this for years, making all their lingerie match, because she is a secret troll. Yanli feels heat pool between her legs at the sight of Zixuan in a bra. She has long since learned he isn't actually boring. But this is something else.
Oh, hello, this got even better.
This is a secret that makes her want to make him scream her name as he bites a pillow. She wants to dress him in lace and leather and silk and no. And she realizes quickly that these are not normal friend feelings.
Self-aware Jiang Yanli.
Zichuan has his eyes glued to a really terrible piece of art on the wall over her shoulder, trying hard not to look at her chest, the way it fills out the matching bra to his.
Respectful boy.
Her breasts are soft and rosy, and her nipples poking out because of the damp, and her sudden wave of arousal.
I was about to say, because of the damp. Sure, Yanli. Smirk emoji.
The damp.
Sure is.
All the kinds of damp. Yanli is so damp.
Just fully hydrated.
She asks if the lingerie is a joke from Yanyan, giving him an out. It looks too well worn. He wears it too comfortably to be a joke. But if he doesn't want her to know, she will pretend not to. Do her best to pretend, at least. She will.
His eyes are real big and still glued to the atrocious painting, but Mian Mian would not let me waste good lingerie on a joke.
Yes! Yanli says, you can look. I don't mind. Thank you for being polite, but my breasts are amazing and deserve it. Thank you for letting me see yours.
Oh, he blushes at that.
Jin Zishan squeaks a little when she calls his chest breasts.
Yanli would be very good at the kind of open-ended supportive language that can be taken however the other person prefers. Thinking emoji.
Yes, she would. He looks. He can't help himself. She preens a little, and he finds himself copying the motion, pushing his chest out a little. Now Yanli is blushing.
They're so freaking cute.
They are!
I think Yanli should see what other motions he might copy. Eyes emoji. Fingertips along the edge of the lace, perhaps?
They get dressed. Yanli offers to take the wet lingerie in her bag, so no one notices it, for him, if he wants. He blurts out, yes!
Oh, yeah, or we could get dressed. That's probably better. Lol. Pumps the brakes.
Ha! Later that evening, sitting around with Mian Mian, Yanli asks about it. Zichuan is red and can't talk. Mian Mian explains. Zichuan is desperately thankful. He wants Yanli to know. He does, but he just can't say it.
Yanli, externally. I think that's lovely. Thank you for trusting me. Yanli, internally. Please let me pick some things out for you and then also ruin them.
Yes! Exactly. Internal Yanli. Be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool. Don't stand up anytime soon because there might be a puddle under me.
I like that we've revised this to give Jiang Yanli the same lack of chill as her little brothers when faced with a sexy crush. Excellent work. LOL.
Yes! Thematic continuity! And also useless crutches. Mian Mian is absolutely laughing at them. She saw Zichuan's face when he reverently mentioned he'd seen Yanli's breasts. He was about to bust a nut just thinking about it. Mian Mian has seen Yanli's breasts. They are nice. So begin some prolonged flirting. Because Yanli doesn't want to push, and Zichuan isn't sure.
Tension.
But Yanli keeps doing things like fixing his bra straps or whispering she can see his panty line.
Yes. Yes, let Yanli flirt via teasing. Yes.
And Zichuan keeps looking respectfully at her chest and hips and waist and hands and. Mian Mian keeps laughing.
Go, oh, I saw this the other day and thought of you. And then when he looks at her phone, it's a set with garters.
Fuck yes!
It's exactly the sort of thing he'd love to wear. Fuck.
Fuck. Mian Mian is sleeping with both of them right now, because none of them are in relationships, and she is having a time.
How unbearable do they get before Mian Mian tells him to do something about it? Wonderful. Love that for her. Lol.
I think it lasts until one of them says the other's name during sex.
Mian Mian. Yep, and we're officially done here until you talk to them. I kind of love if it's Yanli that slips up, to be honest.
Yes! Which leads into the scene with the club and sharing, because Yanli doesn't want to fuck this up, so why not come at it sideways? And Zixuan, though he loves keeping the lingerie a secret, does kind of want to be more comfortable with it. So wearing it, subtly, to a queer club is perfect.
Mian Mian watching this go down like, that's not precisely what I meant, but I respect it. They left the club together, albeit with a super cute girl between them. She has been flirting with an extremely hot butch all night. It is out of her hands.
Yup. Good luck to them, but she is not thinking about it further. And then they proceed to not date. And not in the way Mian Mian not dates. They obviously want to date. They pick up girls exclusively together.
This is more a they both so obviously want to be dating, you can see it from space.
Mian Mian is surrounded by fools.
Pour one out for Mian Mian. Someone introduce her to Wenxing.
Because this is about the time that Wei Ying moves into Lan Wangji's department. And that becomes a thing in Mian Mian's DMs too.
Is she friends with Lan Wangji? I always like that.
She is so glad Jiang Cheng is ace. He isn't, but he also doesn't date right now.
In his defense, he thinks he is.
I think in the first one, we had her as one of Wei Ying's group that he texts when Lan Wangji asks him out.
Oh, or I guess she'd be friends with the Young Meng trio. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Continuity, I don't know her. Joy emoji.
And yeah, Jiang Cheng thinks he's ace for a while. Or like, Demi, maybe? But then Wen Ying introduces him to Tattoo Insta, and he now questions everything! Mian Mian's life is hard, okay? When she and Wenxing meet, they don't actually sleep together. They use their time as debriefing and non-fool time. Mian Mian has to have some friends she doesn't sleep with, right?
Oh yes, bonding over being surrounded by fools is what I had in mind. They each deserve a level-headed friend, and it's a crying shame they never meet in canon.
On the bright side regarding Mian Mian, Jiang Cheng definitely did not text her about his Wen Ning crisis. Joy emoji.
He did not! Sadly for her, she and Wen Qing were friends by this point, and he did text Wen Qing.
Oh my god, Jiang Cheng texting Wenxing like he's approaching someone's father for their hand in marriage.
Snickering. I thought Wen Ning was texting Wenxing, but I like yours too.
Both!
Wenxing, like, absolutely not.
Yes!
But we digress. Lol.
Raffle emoji times three!
So now that this is all successfully retconned...
It fits! Just retroactively fit in.
We are back at Jiang and Li's place, and Jin Zixuan is like, treat me like one of your lady hookups.
Oh, yes, or you mean that. Raffle emoji. Jiang and Li, internally. This is what I have always wanted. Be cool! Jiang and Li, externally. Sure, Ashuan. And kisses him the softest. Jin Zixuan, who knows normally Jiang Yanli is the more aggressive of them, is like, on the one hand, this is so sweet. I feel so special. On the other hand, Yunli, wreck me, please.
Jin Zixuan. Jiang Yunli, I said, treat me like one of your hookups. I know you kiss harder than that.
But I kiss my girlfriends this soft. Slips out of Yunli's mouth before she can censor herself.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jin Zixuan, weakly. Both is good.
Please note, Yunli also kisses her girlfriends hard and wrecks them, but not the first time. So much blushing going on.
My favorite thing about Xuanli is how freaking into each other they are. Eventually. Joy emoji.
Yeah. Later they take a look at each other, and all those years they thought the other one was boring and just so much wasted time.
But see how well they knew themselves by the time they worked each other out. So, okay. Jiang Yunli has the harness all prepped, and Jin Xixuan blushes through asking for it, and then Yunli gets to be as slow and as sweet as she wants, getting him all prepped, calls him my sweet girl a bunch, kisses him all over, has him whimpering under her and making puppy dog eyes emoji at her from his back on the bed by the time she's sliding in.
Yes!
He thought maybe she'd take him from behind, but no. On your back, please, Xixuan, so I can play with your pretty tits.
Fuck. Wow. Hot face emoji times four.
That's what he says. This is the level of verbal coherence Yunli likes to see when she's fucking her girlfriend. Wonderful.
That is what I said too. Same, Zixuan. Same.
The thing Jin Xixuan has learned about fucking someone with a toy rather than with your organic dick is that you can pretty much keep going as long as your partner can take it.
Yup.
And he would like to let Jiang Yunli go on as long as she wants. He really would.
Zixuan had seen Yunli and Mian Mian do this. He never actually realized what it would be like on the other side.
There's so much sensation. She's not even touching his dick yet, and honestly, thank goodness for that, because he is holding on by a thread.
Hot face emoji times three. She is nuzzling at his chest, sucking and nibbling at his nipples through the lace of the bralette.
Oh, most definitely.
It is a lot.
He's lit up from the inside, and he has never been this aware of the lace on his breast since the first time he wore a bra, and it is just so much.
Does he come untouched? Out of nowhere? Surprising them both?
And then this woman asks him, Xixuan, do you think you can come on your pretty tits for me? And yes, he definitely can.
Yes!
Yunli really thought she was going to have to stroke him a little bit for that result, but wow.
Wow, indeed. They take a moment, both stunned.
Oh, for sure. Presumably Yunli recovers first.
Then Yunli shifts and Zixuan moans at the sensation. And she asks breathlessly, can I keep going?
On account of not being the one who just had an orgasm, yes. And I think that she should, perhaps, lock eyes with him and smear the cum over his chest a little as a treat.
Yes! As a treat. For both of them. And then she starts to thrust again, this time really grinding her clit into the base of the toy. Zixuan keens because it is too much and not enough, and the feeling of her using him to get herself off is amazing.
He's seen her come before, of course. They've been bringing women home to have sex with together for weeks, months, but he's never heard her say his name when she does.
Yes! He might go a little faint when she does. She is radiant, glorious, like the sun and stars in the sky. He can't look away. He clenches on the toy instinctively.
Which is just, oh wow, too much now, and he might wince a little, so she carefully pulls out. But it was very, very worth the overstimulation to see that. Heart eyes emoji.
Yes, yes it is.
And there's a little bit of fuss to get the harness off and toss it over there somewhere, and they'll have to get up and clean up in a bit because Zhixuan's chest is just a mess. But I think first they'd curl into each other for just a little while as their breathing and their heart rate slow.
Yes! Purple heart emoji times 4!
And Zhixuan gets to take a turn to be brave, so he kisses her temple and asks, "Not just for tonight this time, right, Yanli?"
"Aw, be brave, Zhixuan Bibi!"
And she kisses him so, so soft again, like before, and promises, "For as long as we want, Zhixuan." Purple heart emoji, gold heart emoji.
Yes! The end!
Cheerleader emoji. Postscript is them meeting Mian Mian for a very late brunch the next day, and her being like, "Fucking finally." Lol.
And all the stuff we said previously about how she's part of their relationship and just not always around.
Mian Mian is a free agent, thank you very much.
She joins them on their honeymoon. Wei Yang and Yang Tong are so confused.
This is beautiful, y'all.
Wow, who knew? All the Yang Meng trio found true love through piercings and tattoos and fancy lingerie. Awesome emoji.
Enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for all of us. You can find this podfic at Archive of Our Own under any of our usernames. Thanks for listening!